Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of Poet Voice. So this is episode 9 of the podcast, and I wanted to talk about two things today. The first thing is the Ampersand Review issue 7 launch that I was lucky enough to read at the other night. And the second thing that I want to talk about is at the beginning of a new year, sort of making writing resolutions, forming new goals as creative writers, and sort of how useful that is to our creative practices. So to start things off, I just wanted to give a little recap of the Ampersand Review issue 7 launch the other night, just because it was a really lovely evening and I think the whole Ampersand crew did an amazing job. So I was so excited to be the cover star for issue 7, my first ever time being on the cover of a literary journal. It was a really momentous occasion for not only me, but my co-cover star, my toy poodle Hafez. So he didn't know that he was going to be on the cover of the magazine. He still doesn't know, but if you hear some chewing sounds in the background, usually he's like barking as I record the podcast, but today he's like chewing on this collagen bone. So hopefully that will keep him preoccupied. But yeah, the launch was really lovely. There was a huge group came out. A big crowd came out to celebrate this issue, and that's just so great to see. The launch was held at the Hazel McCallion Mississauga Public Library. It's a beautiful place to sort of come and celebrate literature, and I would estimate probably around 30, 40 people came out to the launch. We had readers from not only in person who were able to come out, but also across Canada. So there were 4 in-person readers, 4 virtual readers, including Lydia Kwa out in BC, and a number of other readers that zoomed in. And I just thought it was a really great sort of indication of the community that the Ampersand Review has built over these past few years. And yeah, it was just a really lovely evening. I was really excited to be a part of it. And maybe one thing I'll highlight from the issue, because I have been reading through and sort of enjoying the different contributors' work. I should also mention we have Kim Fawner's nonfiction essay, What You Carry, which was the winner of the nonfiction contest that I helped to judge. So it was really amazing seeing Kim's work recognized as well. But one thing that I want to highlight that I really loved was, so in the issue, Marcia Walker, who's a writer, fiction writer, she has a review by Nadine Sander Green's novel Rabbit, 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 which came out with House of Anansi. And during the launch, Marcia was invited to participate, but because she had a review, rather than reading sort of her own work or reading the review, she actually read part of the novel by Nadine Sander Green. So she read part of Rabbit, Rabbit, Rabbit. And I just thought that was such a great way to sort of showcase this book, but also it really is a testament to the community that is sort of what I'm talking about, that the Ampersand Review has helped to create, where, you know, even its contributors are highlighting other work that excites them. So if you haven't had a chance to pick up the issue yet, I hope that you can get your hands on a copy. I've been spending time with the issue and enjoying it. I've also been thinking about, you know, ways that sort of we can carry maybe this inspiration into the new year. So that's sort of my transition into the second thing that I wanted to talk about, which is this idea of writing resolutions or making writing goals in terms of developing our creative practices. So last year I actually held a class on Zoom where it was called Writing into the New Year, and the first class was on beginnings. So I started thinking about writing resolutions then. So I want to read some poems that maybe get us in the mindset of making resolutions or thinking of the new year, and then I can kind of talk about some of my own writing resolutions as well as how useful they are. And one thing that I'll say is, as I'm recording this, it's January 26th, so I am a little late into the new year, right? We've already had 26 days of the new year, but in my defense, I think this is part of the idea that you can make a new resolution at any point. You know, you don't have to wait until January to change your writing habits or your goals, your Goodreads goal for the year. If you want to begin reading a poetry book a week, you can do so in June or July. You know, you don't have to wait until January. Or on the other side of things, if you want to write a novel, you don't have to wait for NaNoWriMo. You can make that goal right now. So I'll read this poem. The first poem I want to read is called I Am Running Into a New Year by Lucille Clifton. I am running into a new year, and the old years blow back like a wind that I catch in my hair, like strong fingers, like all my old promises, and it will be hard to let go of what I said to myself about myself when I was 16 and 26 and 36, even 36. But I am running into a new year, and I beg what I love and I leave to forgive me. So that's a poem by Lucille Clifton. And I really love this poem because it kind of speaks to what I was sort of talking about. You know, at any point, it's never too late to make a new resolution or begin again or look at the patterns that we have and, you know, sort of look at all your old promises and what kind of person you thought you were. To sort of transition this into creative writing, maybe you think of yourself as purely a poet and that's your comfort zone. But if you sort of open up what you say to yourself about yourself, then maybe you can try out other genres, like writing in a form that maybe scared you previously. You can try out working in this new way. And I really love those closing lines. I'm running into a new year and I beg what I love and I leave to forgive me. This idea that it's okay to leave things behind as well if they're not serving you. So similarly, maybe you always think of yourself as a literary writer or you've always sort of written literary fiction, and maybe it's okay to leave that behind and try new genres, try working in a speculative mode, or you know, you always loved horror books, so suddenly you're going to try writing in a new genre as well. So hopefully something in that poem resonates with you as you run into the new year, whether you begin your new year on January 1st, or maybe you celebrate the Lunar New Year, so you can celebrate it a few weeks later, or maybe you make these resolutions on your birthday, you celebrate your new year then, or maybe on a random Tuesday in May or June, you decide to make a change, or, you know, you don't need to sort of wait for these precursors. You can decide at any moment. So thinking of writing resolutions, I did have some goals last year that I wanted to achieve, and I think my writing process has been really slow in terms of the novel that I'm working on. It's been a multi-year process, and for some of you, I visited the second year research class this week. Some of you heard that, you know, I started writing my novel in 2019 and I've still been working at it, and it's changed so much along the way, to the point that I really just had to start learning to enjoy the process and not putting these expectations on myself that it would be completed by a certain date, because so much of writing a novel is out of your control. But I did make, despite that, I did want to keep these goals that either at least are a little bit in my power. So maybe finishing a new draft of the novel might be one goal, or writing so many words a day. And I want to talk a little bit more about that as well. So you can sort of make goals that are more within your power, but last year I did have a goal that was outside my power, which was trying to find an agent for my novel, a literary agent. And it had been some time. I had tried numerous times to find an agent, but I was getting closer. I had never sort of given up on this novel. So I had, you know, kept going, shared it with friends, had their feedback, and finally in this past year, I was able to achieve that goal. So my goal for this year, I'm taking tiny steps sort of year by year. My goal for this year is to finish the edits that my agent gave me and hopefully get the book ready to send out. So again, it's in my power. It's something that I can do. Even in terms of looking for an agent, if I had been more, you know, you can also shift that into terms of, you know, maybe I'm going to send 5 query letters a week. So it's more within your power, or, you know, researching the agents that might be a good fit and making a spreadsheet. So I think maybe a mixture of things that are within your capacity, as well as things that are, you know, putting your goals and your hopes for yourself into the universe. I think it's good to sort of maintain that balance between things that you have control over and a leap of faith and things that you might not have control over, but are sort of a necessary part of the writing process and the writing world. So that's one way to look at goals. I also know a number of poets or writers who want to maintain a word count goal. So their resolution is they're going to write 500 words in their novel every day, or they're going to write 1,000 words towards their novel every day, and they're very public about this. You know, they might post it on social media or have an accountability group, which I think is a really great idea as well. For me, I feel like this sort of resolution, it's sort of bringing to mind NaNoWriMo, National Novel Writing Month, where you do have to write, I think it's like 1,400 words a day or something, in order to meet the 50,000 word goal. I'd have to do the math on that. I think it's actually 1,600. For me, I think these kind of goals are useful in the drafting process. So if your goal or resolution is to write a first draft of your novel or your essay collection or your short story collection, I think that's a really great idea. But for me, so much of the writing process isn't writing new words, but rather revising the words that I already have, or revising the manuscript as a whole, moving things around, adding scenes, deleting scenes. It's sort of this messy work of living within the project and the words that I've already drafted and deleting and adding, and the manuscript sort of balloons and then shrinks and grows and then I cut more, and it's sort of this messy thing. So I can't really put a number on that process. So for me, writing, it wouldn't make sense to say that my goal is to write 500 words a day. The goal might be something like work on the manuscript for 3 hours, and, you know, poets often joke that all they accomplish in an hour is deleting a comma and then adding a comma. That might be what happens. Right now I'm at the process of reading my novel aloud so I can catch those rhythmic and sort of sentence level issues that often arise when we only look at our work on a screen. So maybe my resolution for this segment of my novel, at least, would be reading one chapter a day aloud. But again, depending on the length of the chapter, that might vary as well. So I think having a little bit of flexibility in terms of your resolutions is perhaps an important aspect. But I think absolutely for the drafting stage of writing, a word count can be useful. One thing I mentioned as well, the accountability spreadsheet or app or shared Google Doc. A lot of writers that I know will do this. So one writer has the goal of writing a sonnet every day in September. It's Sonnet September. If you want to join Sonnet September, you know, send me a DM and I'll add you to the Google Doc. And I guess what goes on in this Google Doc is basically you write your name, you write if you wrote the sonnet or not, and if you want, you can share a line from the sonnet or perhaps the whole thing. So I think this is a really great way to stay accountable, not only to yourself, but sort of creating that community that I was talking about earlier. And you don't need to do it on a Google Doc. You could also, you know, team up with a friend or a group of your friends and say that you're going to try to write a new poem every week. A lot of the poets I've been talking to, we're sort of lamenting the end of fall poetry class with Paul, because in Paul's poetry class, you have to write 2 poems every single week. And he was telling me that he actually got that from Dion Brand, another poet. So with the end of this workshop, a lot of those habits might fall away. So suddenly you're no longer being forced to write 2 poems a week, and it can be hard to get yourself in that routine again. So maybe another great resolution would be to write 1 poem a week, or even 2 poems a week, and sort of challenge yourself to keep that up. You could also challenge yourself to write a certain amount of pages per week if you don't want to do it every day. You could challenge yourself to write a new short story every month. You know, whatever makes sense for your schedule. I know a lot of people are working right now and have other, you know, a lot of people, it's their last semester maybe. So you might have other responsibilities that you need to attend to. But whatever makes sense for your own practice. Maybe your resolution might be sitting in front of your computer undisturbed 3 mornings a week. Or something I've started up recently is Zooming together. So I've done this for quite a while with other writers over Zoom, but recently I reached out to some of my Saskatchewan connections and we decided that Sunday mornings we're going to write for, I think, 2 hours every Sunday. And of course, you know, I had some travel and some other people had some travel, but we did have a few Sundays where we were working together over Zoom, and I think my Saskatchewan friends found that to be really useful. And I sort of was lucky as well because Toronto's 1 hour ahead, so I don't have to wake up quite as early to do this, whereas they had to wake up a little bit earlier. So if you don't know, if you don't even know where to begin with a writing resolution or a writing goal, I wanted to read another poem which will maybe give some inspiration. So this poem is by Banu Kapil, and it is called 12 Questions. So these are kind of just open-ended questions. This was a poem in her book, but other poets have used it as a prompt. I believe the poet Chen Chen uses it as a prompt for some of his poems, and many, I think a few other poets have also sort of used this as a writing prompt. So I'll just read the poem, 12 Questions. Who are you and whom do you love? Where did you come from? How did you arrive? How will you begin? How will you live now? What is the shape of your body? Who was responsible for the suffering of your mother? What do you remember about the earth? What are the consequences of silence? Tell me what you know about dismemberment. Describe a morning you woke without fear. How will you, or have you, prepared for your death? What would you say if you could? How will you begin? So that's 12 Questions by Banu Kapil. And I like to look at this poem as, I mean, it's sort of a disturbing poem in some ways, but it's also, I think, a poem that might be very generative in terms of your writing practices or even where to begin. There are just so many different avenues in terms of looking at a love poem or beginnings themselves, how we live in the world, in terms of suffering, the consequences of silence, and, you know, this question about dismemberment, which brings on whole new meaning following the genocide that we've been witnessing in Palestine. It also touches on fear, you know, existential questions of how will you prepare for your death? Who is responsible for the suffering of your mother? It's such an intense poem, but I think it could lead to some very sort of beautiful reflections. Even if you don't want to share your responses with anyone, it might be one poem that is important in terms of the self-reflection of goal setting and setting those resolutions, or even what kind of writing practice you want to have. What do you want your work to say or to speak to? So maybe this is a poem that is very conducive to journaling and for reflection as we begin a new year, 26 days in, but as I said, you can begin a new year at any time. So hopefully this poem will, I'll link to it in the post. Hopefully it will create some self-reflection and some ideas about where you want to take your writing for the year ahead, or even what you hope your writing will achieve and who it will speak to.